This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Labor issues were one of the big sticking points in the recently approved NAFTA replacement, the USMCA. And business owners in Texas are paying particularly close attention to that agreement. In 2018, Canada and Mexico bought almost half of Texas exports. From KUT in Austin, Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on what Texas business owners are looking for in this new deal.
Goods and services exported to Mexico and Canada from Texas last year were valued at more than $137 billion. Most of that, almost $110 billion, went from Texas to Mexico.
The border states are so integrated with the Mexican economy, particularly Texas, which has almost four times as much exports to Mexico as any state.
That's economist Ray Perryman in Waco, Texas. He says what Texas exports to Mexico runs the gamut, from oil and gas to electronics and car engines. President Trump has been highly critical of NAFTA, calling it, quote, a disaster for the United States. But Perryman says throwing out the trade deal with no replacement wasn't a viable option for Texas businesses.
Just about everyone I've talked to in Texas almost unanimously is just that we needed to get an agreement done.
And Federico Schaffler, who studies cross-border commerce at Texas A&M International University in Laredo, says the need for a deal goes beyond duty-free trade.
The way that modern supply chains are interwoven, it is practically impossible to break them down.
He says in the auto industry, for example, cars and parts go back and forth between the U.S. and Mexico numerous times, so any barriers throw a wrench into the process.
Even though it is a very easy to say, it is not something that could be really done in our globalized economy.
The deal maintains many things that were in NAFTA, but it also raises labor standards and includes updates on digital commerce and environmental practices. Tony Bennett is president of the Texas Association of Manufacturers. He says his group didn't get everything it wanted from the negotiations, but
we're happy with what we've gotten so far. We will work on some of the elements that are still missing.
USMCA was passed in the U.S. House last week and is expected to head to the Senate early next year. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.